Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. I've got something special that I want to share with you today, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, you are the giver of life. From you we receive our liberty. You made the way through your Son, Jesus, that we might spend eternity with you. In the scriptures you say, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. In John 14:6, you tell us, I am the way and the truth and the life. And again, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And in Psalms, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. And again in Psalms 118:5, out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and he set me free. Your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness have set us free, O Father. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word and your promises. Oh, but Father, we need you. My listeners need you, and this nation needs you. May we once again be one people, one nation under God, under you. May we again be a nation called by your name, recognized as a peculiar people who are generous and free. May we soon see truth and witness justice in America, and I know that's a dangerous thing to ask for. May your laws be our laws and our guide to life and liberty be in you. Protect your children, Father. Keep us safe from the evil one and safe from those who are doing his bidding. There is no truth in them, and they bring death and destruction. We long for you, Father. Send us leaders that follow you, and who are strong and wise, because they are in you. We have strayed as your children. We confess this, Father. And as a once free people and as a nation, we have allowed apathy in our lives and failed to live your truth. Bring us home, Abba Father. Bring America home to you. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Life and liberty. We talk about these things often, but do we really stop and think about them? Bring America home, that's the tagline to my show. But is our home built on the solid rock foundation or upon sinking sand? The scripture in Matthew 7:25 tells us, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. No matter how much we'd like to put our heads in that sinking sand and ignore the world around us, we can't avoid politics when our nation is in such turmoil. While our home, America, has a foundation, we are a house divided, a dysfunctional family, and a house divided against itself cannot stand. So how strong is our foundation? I fear at times all we do is make small talk, at least me, while our country is free-falling into a dark and ugly socialist, godless abyss of death and slavery. Did Biden not tell us we were heading into a dark winter? He's no prophet, but those words are turning out to be prophetic in another way. If we ignore the situations for which politics has brought us to today, there will be no freedom in the tomorrows for ourselves or for our posterity. And liberty? Well, liberty will be forgotten because man has forgotten or kept from knowledge of the giver of liberty, which is God Almighty. In this abyss of socialism, communism, speaking of God or your faith or worshiping will no longer be allowed, or it will be controlled. No singing. No singing in church. I love to go back and read the words of our founding fathers. I truly do. We read their documents, our documents, of independence and our constitution for our liberty. I try to use my microphone to share the news from a different perspective, and I hope and pray that it encourages you and at least makes you think a little bit more. Sharing the wisdom and the bravery of our founding fathers inspires me, and hopefully my inspiration will inspire you and give us all hope. For there is hope. Don't be despaired. It is the passion of our founding fathers and their love and lust for liberty and independence, the sacrifices they made way back then, which gave us a solid foundation for this nation, and we have prospered greatly. Have you ever wondered what inspired them? Just what inspired our founding fathers? They certainly didn't have any conservative radio hosts singing in their ears or yelling in their ears or talking in their ears. The founding fathers are not just our past. They are the present and our future. Their words, their works, and their sacrifices live on and are the very foundation upon which this nation was built. We cannot and we must not forget or ignore our beginnings from whence we came. Every time I read one of our great documents or speeches or a quote from those heroes of old, I feel a part of the trials and the grievances of our founding fathers, from their words and their writings. The parallels of our past and our present leap off the pages in a paramount fashion. How they longed to be independent and free. Give me liberty or give me death. Oh, that I could give a speech such as Patrick Henry did that day. He spoke passionately. There were no media cameras broadcasting their meeting that day. It wasn't theater with these men. It was life or death. His speech that day was strong, it was straight and true, placing his all on the line and ending it with the famous phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death." Liberty. Oh, sweet liberty. How our founding fathers lusted for liberty in their hearts and longed for it in their lives and in the lives of their countrymen. Today we seem to barely understand what it means, that word liberty. We are such a spoiled people. Patrick Henry and many others, who we call our founding fathers, were facing grave issues in their day. The control of their lives and the squashing of their liberty were acts from the tyrannical king of Great Britain and his governors. Oh, yes, the king had accomplices. Those grave issues in their day are not unlike the issues we faced today, which I believe are coming to a dangerous boiling point in America. The issues are simply symptoms of the real battle. To be governed locally, an independent sovereign people, or to be dictated over by a big centralized controlling government. It never seems to change. Those who want power want absolute power over the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to look at Patrick Henry just a little bit. What inspired this man to give such a speech as he gave that day? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're kind of straying a little bit from the current events today because I wanted to, I needed inspired, and I thought maybe you could use a little booster shot as well. So we're studying a little bit, just a little bit, about what inspired Patrick Henry to make the speech that he did, you know, and the issues that the Founding Fathers were fighting and battling. Are the same issues we fight today. To be governed locally, an independent and sovereign people, sovereign states, or to be dictated over by a big centralized controlling government. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Well, that passionate speech of Patrick Henry was inspired by a horrific sight he witnessed just the day before, the merciless scourging of a man. It was in March of 1775 when Christian attorney Patrick Henry rode into the small town of Culpeper, Virginia. He was totally shocked by what he saw. There in the middle of the town square was a minister tied to a whipping post, his back laid bare and bloody with the bones of his ribs showing. He had been scourged mercilessly, just like Jesus, with whips laced with metal. Patrick Henry is quoted as saying, "When they stopped beating him, I could see the bones of his ribcage. I turned to someone and I asked what the man had done to deserve such a beating as this." The reply he received was that the man was a minister who refused to take a license to preach from the king. He was one of 12 ministers thrown into prison for this horrific crime against the king. 3 days later, the scourging brought to that man his death. Can you imagine such cruelty today? And was his death unnecessary? Couldn't he have just avoided it? Perhaps you wonder, why not take a license? We do. Isn't it necessary? Driver's license, we have at least 4 types of those today. A liquor license, a business license of all kinds, vendor's license, barber, beautician license, building license or permits. Ministry, our ministers take license. In some states, a license permit to own a gun. Hunting license, then a fishing license, a marriage license. There are numerous others, and perhaps they vary from state to state. But I think you get the picture. You see, a license or a permit become arbitrary control by government, making a crime out of what ordinarily would not be criminal. It turns a right into a privilege. Our founding fathers knew that. It was up close and personal then, as it is for many brave patriots today. We have many who are under attack. Personal attacks. Businessmen. Ministers. Across this great land. That are under attack. Government licenses and permits turn a right into a privilege. That's not liberty, my friend. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That's out of Galatians. But it says we are called unto liberty. In 1751, our liberty bell was inscribed with proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's out of Leviticus. Yes, that date was 1751, 25 years before the signing of our Declaration of Independence in 1776. Independence and liberty. When I was reading the speech of Patrick Henry, and I have copies if you would like one, or you can just download it yourself, my heart felt pierced by the reality of what he said and how it parallels it really does, for what is going on in our nation today. Our founding fathers had nearly exhausted every attempt to petition grievances to the king. Those petitions didn't land on deaf ears, but on the ears of a tyrant who was intent on ruling and controlling those annoying colonists. He'd show them his strength, by golly, and he'd rule with his royal iron fist and put fear in them. I, the great king of Britain, will put those peasants, those annoying colonists, in their place. Looking back in his speech, if you do that, you're going to be astounded. Patrick Henry said this. So vision where we are today. Envision what they might have been there in the little town of Culpeper. And what they were seeing around their land. The towns surrounding and the colonies. He says, he's talking to all the men there. They're having a meeting. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? I read that and I thought of Biden's words of unity. He goes on in the speech. Let us not be deceived ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array, if it purports be not to force us to submission, if its purpose, I'm sorry, if its purpose be not to force us into submission, can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain any enemy in this quarter of the world to call for all the accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us. They can be meant for no other. When I read this, I was visualizing the 25,000 troops, it's now down to 5 or 6,000, in our United States capital of D.C. In my mind, I saw the picture of the razor wire fence around the Capitol building, which was once termed the People's House, that now seems to be the house of ill repute, elite political tyrants, who are currently occupying the People's House. Oh, the parallels, they are paramount. It's important that we know and understand these men of old and their hearts and their passionate words for liberty. They were far from perfect men, but they longed for a more perfect world, a more perfect union. In the words of Alexis de Tocqueville, when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. Oh, there's that dark winter Biden spoke of. You see, evil actually prefers the dark. Is it any wonder why they, the tyrants of today, are knocking down statues, condemning the words of our founding fathers, canceling culture, redefining freedom of speech, removing the names of heroes from universities, and teaching an alternative history? They must do this. You see, it further divides us, the American people, which makes them stronger and makes us weaker. And should the people know the truth, well, that truth will set the people free. And they will know liberty. And that's not so good for the political bullies who are hungry for power. When I read and I grow in knowledge of the events and the birth pains of our nation, and then compare the parallels to the events of today, it is amazing to me why we, the people, endure such tyranny. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. George Washington. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about our history and Patrick Henry. And it amazes me what our founding fathers went through. Knowing then how much trouble they would be in and that the liberty they were fighting for, they were getting ready to sacrifice for, would really not be for them, but for their posterity, which is us. You know, we have this tyrannical pandemic against liberty, and it's for world power, and it's everywhere. The China virus has been a tool, though it is real, for leaders to remove freedom and restrict people. Recently in the UK, a young actress lost her job over her faith, and in the courts she lost her discrimination lawsuit. Not so long ago in Canada, a pastor was arrested and jailed, a minister for his violation of COVID rules. But, you see, we're not the UK. We are not Canada. We are not Britain. We are not Russia. We are not China. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave. We are America. Give me liberty or give me death. Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Slow down. That was a call to war. But even today, you have every reason in the world to be upset with your elected officials. For decades upon decades, they've been doing us wrong. few years ago, I did a dramatic reading of our Declaration of Independence. You can still listen to it. You can go on my website, csetalkradio.com. What I thought would be fun and entertaining drew me into a drama of violence that was not just written words, but actual bloodshed and lives taken without mercy. They weren't just a few old men, old white men, concerned over their wealth, my friends. This was, again, life and death. Liberty was at stake. Going back to Patrick Henry's speech, so why did the pastor choose death? The parallels of the Declaration of Independence, as those 56 men listed their grievances, again the words of our past became the events of our present. I encourage you to go back and read it. Let me share just a few sentences of it with you. He, meaning the king, this is part of the Declaration of Independence, has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislators. Visualize again, D.C. today. Here's another one. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. Well, perhaps they haven't cut off our trade, but the trade decisions that are being made are a huge reason for our joblessness in America today. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. Today, our bureaucracy, mandates, licenses, permits, fees, and fines are all taxes. And we did not elect the bureaucrats. They do not represent we the people. Here's another line. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. Fundamentally change America? Where have we heard that recently? Here's another one. He, meaning the king, has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burns our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. What did we see during the summer of 2020? And it's still going on in the cities such as Portland, Seattle, and others. Here's another one. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Think of all the illegal aliens entering this country and how the MS-13 gangs butcher and torture their victims. When President Trump called this out, Pelosi reprimanded him for calling them animals. We have elected officials and media supporting domestic violence by BLM and Antifa, further dividing and punishing the American citizens. Kamala Harris and others raised funds to bail out these true insurrectionists against America. Oh, the parallels are profound, are they not? Yet, we being a civilized people continue to put up with it. There is, however, very little parallel between the violence of 2020 and the riots at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. It was a bad idea and ended up deadly for one, but it was not an armed insurrection. It wasn't the few that broke through the barrier doors that day and the windows that scared those tyrannical politicians. It was the million people in D.C. that day who they feared, and they still fear. Our founding fathers were tolerant for many years, but the tyrants of the tyranny of the king became more and more intrusive and more violent. They wrote in the Declaration of Independence, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury, A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And one of my favorite parallel lines, and the most defining of today's tyranny. He, the king, has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Now think about the government departments of alphabet bureaucracy. Do they not eat out our substance? And for what purpose? Control. Give me liberty or give me death. That was Patrick Henry's call to war. Now, since our founding fathers did all the work and all the sacrifice, we have a foundation that is parallel to no other nation. Paul Harvey put it this way. All other world's revolutions before and since were initiated by men who had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Our founding fathers had everything to lose and nothing to gain except one thing, liberty, for which they pledged mutually their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. We are fortunate today not to have a king. But we are unfortunate that the government, a constitutional republic that our founders left us to keep, we did not. It has been hijacked. And Thomas Jefferson, he told us, when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or it's a new evil. We shouldn't have to shed blood, and we certainly don't want our children's blood to be shed. We have a solid foundation. We have our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our states' rights. That is called sovereignty. The kicker, however, is we must know our history as well as just exactly what do those documents say and what do they mean? And the purpose of it all? Liberty, freedom, sovereignty, independence. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, speaking up for liberty. Give me liberty or give me death, says Patrick Henry. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now.
That's preparewithbethann.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to wrap up with my thoughts about liberty and Patrick Henry and our founding fathers and the foundation of this nation. They put everything in place. They believed in God first. So God created man. He created the people. The people created the state. And the state created the Fed, just trying to organize things, you know? And the Fed, well, they created nothing. They were to have the least power of all, but they wanted it all. So corruption and tyranny they brought to our republic. Hey, what are you talking about, Beth? I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the bureaucracy. I'm talking about the old saying of the government red tape. To quote Mel Gibson when he was in The Patriot, he said he wasn't going to fight, if you remember, until he was attacked personally. Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can. I think we've seen that. Liberty is not government eating out our substance. Liberty is us, we the people, knowing that our liberty didn't come from man, not even from the founding fathers, but it comes from God. Tyrants cannot take it away unless we willingly and apathetically hand it over to them. The Declaration of Independence states, "Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the governed." From the governed. That's you. That's me. Those people sitting in D.C. or in your state capitals, they're not the ones with the power. You are the ones with the power. You need to circle the wagons, patriots. We must arm ourselves with knowledge and understanding of our rights and then get in this fight. Because, yes, there is a fight. Make phone calls. Research candidates. Write letters. Hold prayer meetings, mask or no masks. Run for an office. Get involved from the dog catcher up to the highest office. You know,
It's no secret here that I love old westerns. And in an episode, which I know I've shared this with you before, in an episode of The Virginian, he made this statement, and it stuck with me. When you see a wrong, you fight to right it. If you don't, you become a part of it. America, have we become a part of the corruption of our elected politicians because we did not fight it? I'd say we've definitely become the victim of their corruption. Alexis de Tocqueville, a studier of America, he stated, "The greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults." That's up to you and me. Cancel culture is not repair. It is the demolition of all that is good with the intent of becoming something other than free. A slave state. Our founding fathers, they sacrificed and paved the way for us. They were driven by their passion for independence, liberty, and freedom, which they knew they might not live long enough to truly enjoy. Benjamin Franklin was 81 years old when he signed the Constitution, and it was written down, it was recorded, that the old man wept. Do we weep, America? Do we weep for the liberty that we have lost because we failed to fight back, push back, question? What a difficult and arduous journey these men took, not for themselves, so much as for their posterity, for us. America's hope is in that foundation which was put before us. While the tyrannous acts parallel, our path to liberty has already been paved. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is in the Declaration of Independence. It is just as real today as it was the day those men wrote it and signed it. Today, it is our right. It is our duty to restore our constitutional republic. The sacrifices, they've already been made. There's a little poem that I've shared with you before, From Bondage to Spiritual Faith, From Spiritual Faith to Great Courage, From Courage to Liberty, From Liberty to Abundance, From Abundance to Complacency, From Complacency to Apathy, From Apathy to Dependence, and From Dependence back into Bondage. If you believe yourself to be in bondage, then you better get your spiritual faith sharpened up. Can we not now pick up the torch for liberty? If not us, then who? If not now, then when? For today it is our right, it is our duty. You must know, let me remind you that, yes, the rain will come down, the streams will rise up, and the winds will blow and beat against our house, yet it will not fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. We, the people, must now prepare ourselves. Hold steady. Be ready. Stand straight and strong and true, and be in constant attitude of prayer. For it is our duty. It is our right to start questioning, to go back and read these documents and know and understand what it was our founding fathers were fighting against. Do you not know the suffering that they underwent? Patrick Henry,
watching that man die. It wasn't a silent death. It wasn't a hidden death. He was there in the middle of the town square for all to see. An example of the ruthlessness of a tyrannical king. So, again I say, hold steady. Be ready. Stand straight and strong and true. Be in a constant attitude of prayer. And it's then, my friends, that we the people will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.